Rebecca Hilton ducks under the plastic sheet that shrouds the brew room. Huge chrome tanks stretch from floor to ceiling.
And then they could go into the brewery area.
We're standing in the construction site of the Skagway Brewing Company's new building. Hilton is the marketing and tours director.
Let's go on up to the second floor.
Where I see exposed wiring, drywall, and equipment, she sees a bustling restaurant and brew pub.
This main floor here that we're going to have, it's going to be the bar area here and the gift store as well. And then we'll have all of the brewing on the back.
When Skagway Brewing Company reopens in February, it will be the second biggest restaurant in Alaska. The doors will open in 2019 and brewery tours will begin in 2020. The brewing process is only part of what guests will see. Skagway Brewing may trace its roots back to the 1890s, but this building uses new technology to be more efficient and sustainable. The kitchen's spent vegetable oil will power the boiler that heats the building and fuels brewing. A year-round staff gardener will produce leafy greens and herbs for the kitchen on-site in an aeroponic garden. Pipes will capture carbon dioxide released in the brewing process and use it to boost the harvest. Plants thrive on CO2. But back to the beer.
I'm the brewer at Skagway Brewing Company. I started in 2007, and I finally get a brand new brewery.
Trevor Clifford says he's been looking forward to this for a while.
It was a big Christmas present. See, I'm going to be able to have like 13 different beers on draft, where before I was limited to 4 beers in the summertime.
The brewery plans to double their production next year to 600 barrels. That's almost 150,000 pints. In previous summers, they've had to augment their own brews with other beers. No longer.
It's just an amazing amount of beer. I might be able to have Saturdays off this year.
Clifford will be able to produce twice the beer, but the number of seats in the house is increasing significantly.
Skagway in the summertime is very busy, and we are a very busy restaurant.
Brewery president Mike Healy says they've outgrown the current location.
Monday through Friday, we have a line out the door for like 6 hours. So we've been turning away a lot of people to the point where locals don't eat lunch at our establishment anymore, which is a really big shame.
The new location is over 3 times larger than the current one. They're doubling the seating. But Healy's not just expanding the capacity of one eatery. Next year, he'll have 3. He's converting the old location into a Mexican restaurant, and he recently acquired another restaurant by the docks. The former stowaway will become a barbecue joint he's calling the Smokehouse.
We've got a lot going on. We're essentially opening up 3 restaurants next year, and it's going to be interesting.
All 3 locations will serve Skagway Brewing Company beer. There are more tourists than miners these days, but Healy and the brewery crew are the latest bearers of a 100-year legacy. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strimple.